Hi, you're listening to the Chasing Tone podcast. I'm Travis.
I'm Max.
I'm Ryan.
And that's Brian Wampler, and Max and I are what, associates, employees?
Sure.
You know, goons, whatever you want to call us, it's fine.
You're temps.
Yeah, we're temps. This temp thing's worked out for a couple years. So, hey,
I'm
just too lazy to fire you.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm all right with that.
To be lazy with that.
Because I heard college is hard.
It is hard.
It is hard.
The only thing, I don't remember college in that way. But
yeah, I went to classes, but I wasn't like enrolled. True story. There was a Hendrix class at IU, and I went to the Hendrix class.
That would be an awesome class.
Yeah, like the reason I went was Billy Cox was the bass player in Band of Gypsies. Mm-hmm. He actually came and spoke. So none of my friends were even enrolled in the class. We just heard about it. And, you know, at IU, there's like 300 people in each class.
Yeah.
So we just went, and it was awesome. We got to shake his hand and all that. Well, so
if there was like a Brent Mason class or a George Lynch class, I would have went to.
Why don't you just call Brent and be like, hey, can you give me a class since we're like best friends?
You think Brent could like stay on topic?
He's like, hi, I'm Brian Wampler. I'm best friends with Brent Mason.
Oh, whatever. Best.
Yeah. But you guys are good friends, which is cool. So speaking of great players, and Brent may actually be the answer for you to this, Max had a good idea here. What was that, this part isn't really related to gear, but what was that one artist or song that made you want to play guitar?
Me?
Yeah.
That made me want to play? When I first started playing, remember I was like 7 years old.
Okay, no. So, let me backtrack. Okay. Did you have anybody in your family play, or is it something you just took interest in?
Yeah, both my grandparents played.
Okay.
In fact, like, you know, back in the 40s or whatever it was, they were both on the radio. So, like, they were, like, big-time musicians. That's what they did for a living for a while.
And back then, you had to be good to be on the radio.
they played on the music box.
Hey, what's a radio?
My grandparents played. My brother played drums. Nice. My uncle played drums as well. My brother had a band. I grew up like with he was in high school, so like they were playing you know, songs in the family room, whatever. And I was like, in fact, I think it was on our bio page for a while. Like the guitar player had a flying V.
I remember that.
And I was
like,
that's so cool. I loved that guitar. So, I mean, like, for, you know, I was 7 years old at the time, and I was like, I want to play guitar. Right. You know, I'm going to buy a flying bee. You know? And, but I mean, so I kind of grew up around, like, both my brothers were, like, into classic rock, Van Halen and stuff like that.
So would this be, like, the 80s?
Like
the 70s?
70s, late 70s. Okay. Yeah, so.
You're right, he is old, dude.
I am old. Yeah. So, yeah, like, that was, like, you know, Twisted Sister was big back then.
Yeah.
That's a band that the guys
were makeup
looked
and
like
stuff.
Girls, but they weren't like necessarily, it was for different reasons.
What
now.
Do you want to do when you grow up?
I want to rock!
You have no idea what we're talking about, do you?
Do you know what we're talking about? Yeah, I saw it on VH1 Classic one time. And I just dated myself because I don't think VH1 Classic's still around. Man, you know, I know you guys are old.
Hey, at least we listen to like, you know, you listen to like George Lynch. That's your childhood music. Yeah. Mine's Pearl Jam. Yours is like Blink 182.
No.
You got the shaft, bro.
I went in reverse. Yeah, I didn't listen to any modern music.
Okay, nothing against, you know, Blink 182, but
it's, yeah, like if I had, I don't know. I was like into like Van Halen stuff.
Yeah.
Which is how we got the Pinnacle, you know?
Right.
So I love that sound.
Which is how I get my paycheck.
just all those great classic rock guitar stuff that I just was always just so drawn to that sound. I think we've talked about it on a podcast before about how I was always trying to like get that sound out of my little 10-inch solid state amp, whatever it was, some Sears and Roebuck amp.
Nice.
Like we said before, which was a store back then.
Catalog
internet.
Like, oh, yeah.
It's like a website on paper.
Analog.
It's like an analog map.
Yeah.
It's
Analog GPS.
Logan and I, to interject, what, you know, of course, we never stay on topic, but Logan and I, we went to, Logan is a video guy and, you know, works here and stuff, but he, we needed an Atlas. And Logan, how old was this lady?
Mid-40s.
Mid-40s, you think? No, the first, okay, the first girl? The one we asked the question? Mid-40s. Okay, was she mid-40s? I went up to this lady and I said, hey, we're looking for a road atlas. And she looked at me straight and goes, an atlas? And at first I thought she meant like, why would you want an atlas? I was like, yeah, an atlas. And she had to actually say, what's an atlas? And that's when I realized we live in a different day and age now. So, of course, Logan goes, what am Atlas?
Awesome.
But okay. All right. So that's cool. So family was kind of your thing. And
yeah.
Those just, styles of music. Just, is kind
yeah,
of
it wasn't saying. Like a guitar player. Like for you, it was probably Hendrix, I think you said, or something like that. But yeah.
Actually, no. But
okay, well.
Yeah, I'll save that. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Save that. So, yeah, for me, it was just like being around all that great music at the time.
Okay, cool. Know? So Max, now sorry to like take it away from you, but your dad is like an accomplished musician too. You
yeah,
know? I know your dad. And they, you know,
yeah, yeah. My dad played and all his buddies played. When I was younger, I just thought that's what adults did. Just
yeah,
grew up and played guitar. I saw everybody played acoustic. You know, so then from there, he was a huge Beatles fan. So therefore, I became big Beatles fan. You know, the Beatles were this band, Brian, in the '60s, had a bunch of hits.
I've heard of them.
No, but yeah, I really loved the Beatles, really loved Stevie Ray Vaughan later in life. But I guess for me, you guys will probably make fun of me for this, and probably most of the guys.
Probably not as bad as mine, but go ahead.
Probably most of the guys listening will make fun of this. But 2000, I think it was 2005, John Mayer Trio came out.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
And the song, Who'd You Think I Was, I heard that tone, I'm like, I need to be a professional musician now.
Yeah.
After I heard that tone, it's like, this is it.
Crazy good tone.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, this is it for me.
And he came along, like, there's always that guy. Like, I mean, for instance, of Stevie Ray, and then, you know, I think he left and, you know, left us in the 90s.
In 1990, exactly.
1990, yeah. Right? And then, you know, Kenny Wayne Shepherd came on probably yeah. like, what, 96, 95? Yeah. And him and Johnny Lang.
Yeah.
Johnny Lang's huge influence.
And then, you know, he kind of, and Kenny Wayne's still very relevant, and so is John, but in a different kind of
yeah.
area, which Cortland Clement, he's playing with John now. So it's
really?
Yeah. So,
cool. Very cool.
Yeah. We might need to get a hold of him, say, hey, John, you know, but, and then, you know, you got, and then that's kind of when John Mayer came along.
Yeah.
And of course he was known as a singer songwriter and that, and then all of a sudden it's like, wow, this kid can play. So, you know,
plus, yeah, I totally see that. He was real poppy at first, wasn't he?
Yeah very,
but, he was real
plus
poppy.
Plus the trio band, I mean, Pino Palladino, Steve Jordan.
Steve Jordan's ridiculous.
It was like, you know, those three, I was like, oh my gosh, couldn't ask for a better backing band.
Yeah. So no, I totally get that. I don't think anybody's going to make fun of you on that, man. John Mayer, he number one, he can play. Number two, but I remember when my band was gigging out, we were doing the Otis Redding tune he does.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mr. Pitiful.
But, yeah, Mr. Pitiful. We were doing that tune, and I'd been doing that tune for years because it was an Otis Redding tune. Well, we're doing this gig, and this cute girl who's young and obviously probably couldn't care less about music came up to me, and she was like, she's like, oh, I love that John Mayer song you guys did. And I was like, John Mayer song? She's like, yeah, Mr. Pitiful. And I was like, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, John Mayer.
That is a John Mayer song because I am hip and relevant, you know. But so no, John Mayer, man, I totally get that. Yeah. That's cool. You can narrow it down to a specific.
Yeah,
song.
Yeah. Who'd you think I was? Yeah. First time I heard it on 92.3. Yeah. I was like, man, this is it.
Yeah, there's a plug for WTTS. Yeah. I need a T-shirt or something.
If I could think of a song that like made me think, like at 7 or 8, the definitive like,
oh, that's
man,
rock
that
guitar.
Tone.
Yeah.
Honestly, it probably would be like Rocky Like a Hurricane. Scorpion.
Oh, yeah, it's a great tone.
That's my first on. Chorus. But yeah, yeah. Just the opening thing. As a little kid, I was just like,
yeah, why not, man? Yeah. So mine is definitely worthy of being made fun of. It was an incredible guitar player played the part, but it wasn't even electric guitar. And it was probably the one song that this... Okay, I'll just say it. There's this chick, right?
And that's all. Every story with these stories.
Whatever. But this will tell you how long ago it was. So it couldn't even have been bad. I was a little kid. But, you know, back in grade school or whatever, you know, 60s. Her song
right.
was To Be With You by Mr. Big.
Oh, yeah.
That guitar solo, yeah. I don't care what anybody says, that guitar solo Paul Gilbert plays is incredible, man. It's it's just such a great solo. And I heard that and I was like, okay, I got to get a guitar. But yeah. So, of course, I got an acoustic guitar, learned how to play Batman. And my sister wanted to borrow it for a Halloween costume, and she got drunk and smashed it. And you know my sister? So it's like you don't doubt it for one second. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's like the female verse, the female twin version of you.
Yeah, yeah. Only with a little more redneck thrown in. Yes, but
that's funny.
But the first time
that reminds me of how my first guitar broke. Actually,
how'd you? Oh, I had spun it around your head.
No, that was another dumb time later. No, I got mad at my brother. It was an acoustic guitar.
Is like it the same brother I met?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And it was like a cheap plastic or cheap acoustic, and I smashed it on his butt.
Oh, I bet that's not smart. He's a big dude, man.
Yeah, he's big, almost been bigger than me, so, yeah. But he didn't like that. Yeah,
I bet not. That's
thank
not
God
smart,
for
I
a mom, because she saved me. You leave him alone.
Yeah. Because you were the baby?
Yeah, that was the baby.
Nice. That's awesome.
Leave your little brother alone. He didn't mean to, but yes, mom. You're right. I didn't do anything wrong.
But for electric guitar, okay, because I first started, there was one guy in the town that I grew up in that played guitar. That's mm-hmm. it. And he taught me power chords. And this would have been like 96, 97 is when mm-hmm. I started playing.
Yep.
And he showed me Green Day because it was so easy. And it was a song, I forget what it's called, Brain Stew. It's just it's A power chord, then G, F sharp, F, E. Right. So it's like the easiest song in the world to play.
I thought it hit G flat before the F.
I had to do the math on that. I'm like, wait a minute. You're screwing with me here.
Sorry.
Don't say anything. You sound stupid.
But that was the first song that, you know, I was kind of like, and he introduced it to me. And, you know, thank God for that guy, because say what you want about that style of music at that time, but for a guy who's just learning how to play guitar and has like no attention span at all,
right?
If I'm not decent at it immediately, then I'm not going to do it.
Nope. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know, that's when Nirvana and Green Day and all that stuff was out, and I was able to kind of pick it up, you know? And
yeah, I took lessons actually here in town. The store's no longer here, but, and the thing I took away from that, I took lessons for like 2 months or something stupid. Mm-hmm. And I learned Yankee Doodle.
See what I mean? Yeah, it's like, yeah. So I had a guy that was teaching me a relevant tune, you know, right. And that's...
But back then, that's how you did it. You bought a Mel Bay book, and it's mm-hmm. like, you know, here's three notes on the high E string, and
yeah.
We're going to play Yankee Doodle or whatever,
yeah.
You know, and you're like, rocking out now.
Man, I was so fortunate. It just, the way things lined up, because that guy, his name's Matt Morgan, and I mean, he's a really good guitar player, great guy, but he kind of got me interested in it, and I fell in love, played 8 hours a day, you know, mm-hmm. but I grew up kind of in an Amish community, so what else are you going to do? But then,
as long as you didn't run out of electricity, you're all right.
Yeah, exactly. You had to crank up the generator. Exactly.
Keep riding the bike, Mom. Don't slow down.
But then I met this guy, David Parman. He's a professor at VU, and he actually did a lot of stuff with Mellencamp when Mellencamp was growing up. Mm-hmm. But he kind of took me under his wing a little bit. But I was real fortunate that people were, you know, giving me real music to play. Right. Not the Yankee Doodle's not, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But
guitar music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So John Mayer, mine was...
Yeah.
Paul Gilbert and Bill
Yankee Doodle.
Yankee Doodle. Heck, you could probably own the rights to that now, right? You know? So, then, of course, I got into the Hendrix, and then that changed everything. And, of course, when Stevie Ray came along, and, you know, that was my first mm-hmm. introduction to a pedal, you know, was, of course, the...
Yeah, I went through like the classic rock stuff, and of course, I was actually there during the 80s rock scene.
Really? Not like
there in LA, but I mean,
right.
I remember going through it. So, you know, like Dokken, Firehouse.
What was Betamax like?
Or Laserdisc, bro. Yeah.
What was the Reagan administration like?
It was fantastic, and it's never been as good.
Anyways,
Oh, people know I'm joking because I'm not going to talk politics ever. This is not the Rush Limbaugh show.
No, I don't know enough about politics or to make that intelligent conversation. Exactly. But I mean, anyways, like Alice in Chains and Pearl Jam and Nirvana.
Oh, yeah.
I like Nirvana, but I wasn't like, oh, that guitar, you know?
Right.
But like Alice in Chains, Dirt album.
Yeah, Jerry Cantrell, man. He can Wallmaster. He just had a signature amp from Friedman come out, I believe, right?
Really? I think so,
I think so, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that tote.
Just being honest, you're like,
he's like, no,
you could have.
I love it because Max could be like, yeah. He's like, I don't know.
No, I really don't. Yeah,
between Pearl Jam and Alice in Chains, I like totally shaped my 90s.
Oh, yeah, man. You know? Without a doubt.
And then
I had the Doc Martens and the flannel.
So I still
haircut shaved underneath.
Everything I had was a flannel shirt. Yeah,
I still have Doc Martens.
Didn't take showers for weeks on time. It was great. But then I got into a country band. I mean, seriously, like,
that makes sense.
An ad in like Nouveau magazine, which is like the
analog Craigslist.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Craigslist. So, you know, it's like for a country band. I'm like, yeah, I can make some extra money, you know.
Yeah.
And the problem was I didn't know any country.
Well, the good news is back then you could gig and make the exact same amount of money as you make when you gig now. So that actually was real money.
You could still wear the flannel.
And still wear the flannel.
But I mean, that kind of took me down like learning the Brent Mason road, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's cool. It's kind of weird how it just all transitions like that. It does. But, because I remember for me, the turning point was like the Vitalogy record from Pearl Jam, I think.
Yeah.
Was that the one? Yeah, I can't remember, but I think it was that record. But if you go back and listen to it, I don't think there's a guitar solo on it.
And yeah, that's not
Isn't
really.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And I mean, that's, you know, but yeah, so that's a great record. Have you ever heard it?
I've never sat down with the whole thing.
No. I think the first two were my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Was it 10 and Versus, I think?
So. Yeah. Yeah, both of them are killer. I don't know. I'm a Pearl Jam fan, man, so there's not much I don't like. But kind of off subject, but that's nothing new to this show.
No. that's kind of on subject.
Max and I had a gig last night, and
Pearl Jam was there.
No, completely off subject. I gig tested the new prototype. Tested it, so. Dude, you can't say the name
of it. Why can't we say the name of it?
No.
We can't say it.
Too soon.
Oh, man.
I didn't even catch it.
I bet I can't even say it. It sounds like a...
No.
I'm going to have to bleep those out.
Yeah.
Leave it to me and screw it up.
Anyway. No, it sounded real good, man.
At least you're consistently wrong.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
But I stacked it with another overdrive, and man, it I think we can say it's an overdrive, though. I can get away. Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
of course, so you can say it. Right? It's an overdrive. As soon as I say the name of it, oh no, can't say the name.
But I stacked it with another overdrive, man, and it was a familiar tone that I had years ago, but better, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really digging the higher output, I'll say that much.
Really?
And then I guess now we're being a little bit too vague, but whatever. Max opened that can of worms.
I was direct to the point. I said the name of it, what it sounded like.
Good point. I guess I was the vague one. But no, it's a... We're like a doo-wop group last night, man.
At three-part harmonies?
Yeah, three-part harmonies.
Really?
It was awesome.
Wasn't this open jam?
Yeah.
Well, right, but we the way that the jam works is my band gets up and we host it. We do like 45 minutes or an hour.
I was thinking, wow, three-part harmonies for open jams?
Wow. No, it was my band, and Max joined us, so gotcha. It was my band featuring Max. But
cool.
We did some three-part harmonies, do some Eagles.
We could.
Nope.
Who could have, though?
Look, I've had a long day, and I hate the Eagles, man. You know that reference? Come on, tell me you know that reference. Do you know that reference?
Uh-uh.
It's totally the Big Lebowski.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm talking about that.
I was busy whenever that movie came out.
Oh, dude. So was I.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah, whatever.
I really haven't seen it.
Oh, man.
Everybody always tells me I should see it.
Oh, dude, it's fantastic.
I thought you were talking about that Facebook article where that woman stabbed her roommate to death for listening to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Like, nonstop. Seriously, this woman, her roommate was listening to the Eagles, and this woman told her to stop, and she didn't. So she stabbed her.
Yeah, repeatedly.
With a knife. Like, stabby, yeah.
Well, now that she's in jail for the rest of her life, she won't be hearing Eagles.
Exactly. I've never hated a band that much.
Oh, I have.
Rebecca Black. That's Travis's. You forgot about that, didn't you?
No, I actually liked it. Remember, I would always sing it, and you get... Oh, I remember the song I would sing, and you'd get mad, but I can't say that.
No.
No. Which is cool, man.
What I want to know is, what kind of gear are we talking
exactly,
about?
Right? Just depends, right? You know? I mean, it depends on what Rebecca Black used in the hip-hop or the Eagles, you know? But the Eagles, you can't really knock, like, the Hotel California tone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What were they using?
You know, I mean, because I know I've read about it, but I don't remember now.
That's like the big mystery, isn't it? Isn't that like one of the mysteries? Like,
I forget. Seems like I read something somewhere at some time.
You're gonna say tweed, aren't you?
Huh?
Are you gonna say tweed?
Well, I mean, it seems like someone had actually came, like an engineer or something came out on. I forget what the website is now. There's a website like where all these different engineers.
Oh.
Had talked about the recordings they're on. It seems like I read on that website what was actually used, but that's been a little while ago.
If there's any Eagle fans out there, can email at podcast.com.
Podcast.com.
Probably using a Plexi drive.
Yeah, at podcastwilderpedals.com. Charles is looking at me as I'm trying to say this. I'm like, oh, man, I'm getting lost in his hair. He's uncomfortable with his haircut right now, so I had to make him even more uncomfortable.
It's an in-between stage.
Look how red his face is. Yeah, that's what makes it so great.
It's an in-between stage.
Yeah.
I'm going to fight through it. I told you before, this is my way of dealing with the midlife crisis, and it cost me no money.
See, I tried to deal with the in-between stage of my mustache, but it lasted like 4 months. So I just had to shave it at this point.
If your air quotes mustache... Oh, dude, I'll awesome. Have to send it. I ought to post it on Instagram. Can I put it on Instagram?
I don't know. I'll have to think about it. Okay. Let's do it for, like, what was it? No Shave November. You can put it on there. Okay. I want to do it again because, actually, I get married in October. So.
What did your mustache sound like? Did it have a good tone?
It did. It could play a solo.
It was gritty and hairy. That is something I do want to touch on eventually, though, is, like, what all these words mean. Because, seriously, I get a lot of people emailing me saying, you know, what does a woody tone mean? And it's so hard to put into words.
Where did those words come from, anyways? It was the guy that said, sounds like wood.
Yeah, definitely isn't the writer. I know part of this.
Well, no, I mean, and it's not even us. But at the same time, you know, like, there's a club in Indy, Daddy Jack's, and everything, like, it's hardwood floors, mm-hmm. even the walls are wood paneled, and even the ceiling, like, on the stage is wood. And it's like, you totally get it. It has that throaty, mid-range, right. You know, low-mids, woody sound.
Throaty?
You know? Yeah, exactly. Throaty, yeah.
Where do you get throaty from, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know, like, I have specific amps that are synonymous with these words, though. I don't know if you do. Like, I think throaty, the first thing I think is a Vibralux. I don't know why.
I think more of like a Tweed Deluxe.
Really?
I do, personally.
Yeah, see, I don't know, man. We've talked about this before, but like a Tweed amp, when somebody else plays them, man, they sound incredible. When I play them, I hate them.
Yeah, really? You don't sound good to have a Tweed amp.
I don't, man.
Yeah, like, you really don't.
Like when we played, when Ford, he had an actual 53 Deluxe. Right? Yeah. The 5E3 thing looked awesome. You know, it'd be a cool piece of furniture for me, but I have no desire to ever plug a guitar into it.
I loved the way that thing sounded.
Me too.
Because you guys were proving to him that the Tweed 57 sounds really dang close to that amp. And this isn't meant to be an ad, but it really did sound close. And when I played both the pedal and the amp, I hated them both. And that's what's so hard to be subjective about actually being an employee. People be like, what do you think of the Tweed 57? You're like,
I like the Plexi drive better.
It does the Tweed thing really well. Because the thing is, it does. I've heard it through multiple players. It sounded exactly like Ford's amp. It really did. But, yeah, for some reason, I cannot make that sound good.
Well, yeah, and I mean that can be said about any pedal, really. I mean,
amp either.
Yeah, or amp. I mean, there's guys that hate the way an AC30 sounds. You know, so if you hate the way an AC30 sounds, you probably won't like a Vox sounding pedal.
Okay, here's something. I want you. You probably know the circuitry a little bit better than I do. This has to be in my head, right? Because I play an AC30. I've played an AC30 with Alnico speakers. And I don't dig it. I don't get me wrong. There's tones in there I really like. But to me, it's like when I find a tone I really like, I find it doesn't take pedals well. Or when I find a tone I don't like, it does take
pedals. That's the thing you fight with those amps.
Okay, so that is a thing. It's not just in my
head. I mean, like for me personally, I prefer an AC30 with greenbacks or, you know, like green braids specifically.
Okay.
Greenbacky style speakers.
Okay.
I think when they're up louder, it just takes a little bit. Alnico seem to always have like this high harmonic on it, so like any overdrive pedal you have on it sounds fizzy.
Yeah, I played an amp last night with that had Alnicos in it, and it was tonal hell.
But the clean tones are so crystal clear and bell like.
Which
that's the other side. It's like I gotta have two amps.
Yeah, exactly. Now you actually have an old AC30, don't you? Or your dad?
My dad does. Yeah. Okay. When they first started reissuing the hand wired.
Okay.
Back in like the early 90s early 90s, he has one of those.
Okay, cool. I'd like to play that.
It's cool.
So here,
is that different than my hand wiring?
Yeah, this has like it has like the six inputs. It's the top boost, AC30 top boost. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
So this is what I was going to ask, actually, is this in my head? Because I played what's it called? A DC30. A matchless.
Great amps.
And it was so funny. Yeah, I'll tell you a cool story about the amp. But I played it and I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, now did Samson have something to do with Vox, or did he just start up matchless? I can't remember.
I don't know. But honestly,
isn't it supposed to be Vox based?
I think so. Yeah, I think
I could be wrong on that.
I think it's kind of like a hot rodded Vox.
Yeah, because it's got the EF86 preamp section, right?
As far as I know, yeah. I mean, I don't build amps for a living,
right? Okay, fair enough.
Sure, sounds right.
Yeah, let's just call Mark up.
Yeah, but you're a gear dude, right?
You know, look it up, monkey.
But that amp was. that amp was actually cool because I guess it was like one of the first 10 that Mark made, the one that I got to play through. It was in Nashville.
Some of those Bad Cats, I think, are based off of
them too. The Bad Cat Trim Cat was, I still kick myself for not buying this amp. Oh man, it was the best sound. That was the amp that it had a master on it, but it also, like, you pull it out and it defeats the master.
Right.
It sounded so killer. But yeah, so I mean that's the thing, and then
I wonder what speakers the matchless had in it. Do you know?
It was a head. Okay, that could be the case.
Maybe the cabinet you're going through. I mean,
it was a Buzz Fighting cab, and I don't know what was in it. I have no idea. I was in a studio, and I was real fortunate that there was just cabs lined up that were ready to be mic'd. Right. So I just went into each cab and found the one that fit that song.
Right.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, I know. First world problem.
There's so many cabs. with all mic'd up, I just had to plug in each and every one, so I found a sound I liked.
You know, a tone I did find that I loved, though, is I have a 65 Princeton Reverb. And for some reason, I just couldn't get it to sound good for this particular song. And then, so I went out of that into a 15-inch Weber California, and that tone was killer, man. A little bitty Princeton pushing this 75-watt 15-inch speaker, and it sounded killer.
Huh.
But
that's like blues, the Fender Blues Juniors.
I mean,
the amps by themselves are pretty decent amps, especially for the price. But put them into like a really good cabinet.
Okay.
Oh man, they're crazy good.
I have one. Remember?
Yeah.
I'm
still in the process of working on it.
It's a class AB now because part of it's hand wired because Brian let me try to mod it and I burned the traces and he had to fix it. But
that thing's got more jumper wires on it.
Dude, it's hand wired. It's not jumpered. It's not. It's class AB. It's part hand wired.
It's hand wired now. For
yeah,
sure.
That's what I'm talking about.
Every time Brian lifted
by Brian Wobbler. I mean, it sounds killer, but I wouldn't trust it like in a road gig.
You're gonna have to like put bubble wrap around it anytime you go.
No, anywhere. I got it. I'm gonna Velcro it. I'm gonna put it in my studio, and then I'm gonna like affix a cable permanently to it so you never have to touch the amp. And then it'll be fine. It sounds great. It's a good unit.
Good unit.
We do need to fix that, though.
Yeah. We do, yeah.
But, so, yeah, maybe that's kind of where it's the speaker situation. Speaking of which, see what I didn't know? Nothing. Is that as bad as Tone Curtain?
No, it's better than everything. Just about everything's better than Tone Curtain.
I'm still going to work that in at the end.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Nope, sorry.
I'm not saying, it's going to.
So speakers.
It's catching on.
So speaking of speakers.
I do need to talk to you about.
Sounds like a great blog.
I need some advice on some speakers for a Fender sound. So
for a Fender sound?
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, moreover, the JHS stuff, there's a couple things. Or not JHS, WGS. Sorry, too many initials. Yeah, the WGS.
Like, JHS
yeah.
makes speakers.
Sorry, now? No.
LOL. Yeah.
JK. But, no, we were talking about a JHS pedal before the show. That's why, yeah. for some reason, it was on my mind. But, okay. So, well, man, I can't really think of anything else to kind of go for there. The amp thing, we could talk forever, the speaker thing. One thing I kind of wanted to talk about, we didn't really get a chance to, is we had somebody ask you, you know, my band hates me because I want to turn up my amp to get it to break up.
Right.
So obviously there's power scaling attenuation. So maybe we can talk about that next time.
Sure.
Okay.
That sounds good.
So guys, I appreciate you listening, guys and gals, if there's any gal guitar players or anybody cares about tone, but or random things that have nothing to do with anything,
or
but,
just Travis getting completely off topic.
What happened? What happened? I'm the on topic guy, right? No,
sure,
sure. Anyways, if you guys have any questions, comments, or anything, feel free to shoot me an email. It's at podcast@wamplerpedals.com, and we'll get back to you. I'm Max.
I'm Trout. It threw me off. It totally worked. I'm like, that's Trenton. Wait a minute. I'm Max. Steal my name all the time.
You're wrong. Again.
Again. That's actually really good. So that's Travis. I'm Max. That's Brian. Good night.
The tone curtain. All right. Thank you, guys. Travis, Max, and Brian. Until next time.